It's time for high school football coverage on Kansaland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Kansaland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Kansaland Radio.
The second half of the regular season in high school football officially underway tonight, and we're dialed in. KNZA 103.9 FM, Chance Lincoln Studio. Appreciate the hard work as always. I'm Brandon Tabman. The Troy Trojans hosting the Donovan West Mustangs, a rivalry of old school TBL matchup. Obviously, these two teams not in the same league anymore. Troy in the Northeast Kansas League. D West still representing the TBL, but a rivalry nonetheless. And a big district game tonight. Trojans won their third consecutive game last week. Remember, you go back to that week one matchup on the road at Republic County. Trojans fell in overtime, but since then they have dominated their last three opponents. Week two, it was 46-0 against McClouth. Week three, 52-6 at Pleasant Ridge. And last week, a 38-14 home winner on homecoming night against the Horton Chargers. Now for Donovan West, again, an 0-4 start. Looking to find some positive momentum as we hit the second half of the regular season. Now, they are in a much better spot than they were a year ago. They have been much more competitive in their first few games here in 2025. Last season, going into this Week 5 matchup, D. West had been outscored 159-42. But this season, 98-34. So the offense, not quite to where it was a year ago, but the defense has been massively better. And they're going to look to find a little positivity here tonight. Different styles on both sides of the ball. Trojans are going to throw it, and they will throw it often. D. West will try to keep that Trojan offense off the field. You look at 15 previous matchups between these two. Troy, they have won 10 of them, including last year's contest, 54-13. Our pregame is off and running. You'll hear a two-part conversation with Trojans head football coach Derek Jasper getting you closer to the kickoff. It's a warm, beautiful October night here in Northeast Kansas, and you're dialed into KNCA 103.9 with D West Detroit, and our game tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Go to rainbowtel.net and find out more info, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. My two-part conversation with Troy head coach Derek Jasper on the other side. Here we go. It's week five of high school football, and we're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance. Local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance. The home team's pulling for you.
Where's the meat? It's at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Stock up during the three-day massive meat sale now through Sunday, October 5th. Baby back ribs, $2.99 a pound. Ribeye steaks, $8.99 a pound. KC strips, $7.99 a pound. 10-pound tube of ground beef, $3.99 per pound. Boneless pork loin, $1.69 a pound. Boneless chicken breast, $2.99 a pound. Chicken leg quarters, 59 cents per pound, plus many other three-day specials going on now. It's the massive three-day meat sale going on now through Sunday, October 5th, only at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection. Online at rainbowtel.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, here we go. Our pregame coverage for week number 5 on KNZA 103.9. It's high school football from the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Tabman, we're joined now by the Troy Trojans football coach, Derek Jasper, here getting you set for their home game tonight. Rivalry tilt against Donovan West. Glad to bring it to you here on KNZA. Coach, always appreciate the time here in the pregame show. Well, let's start with last week. A lot to dissect, but you guys won your third consecutive game. You take care of Horton in the district opener, 38-14.
Yeah, homecoming week. I felt like we were a little bit flat coming out. I give Horton a lot of credit, though. I think they had 14 kids dressed for the game with their injuries and stuff. We only had 19 dressed, so kind of a pathetic bomb on both of our parts. But we were only up 6-0 after the first quarter, and I thought Horton had really came out and played hard, you know, and blitzed us a lot, did some things defensively that we weren't really prepared for, which was my fault. But a competitive game there early, and then we kind of, you know, stuck our chest out in the second quarter, built a nice lead, and then they got two scores late, but our JV kids got to play some. Horton wanted that running clock in the second half just because of their lack of numbers. But a good night for us overall. Any district win and any win against Horton is a good one that we will take.
You guys had another tremendous day on offense against Horton, and the offense has really been humming here over the last few weeks for that three-game winning streak. In particular, last week against the Chargers, Caston Jasper, well over 300 yards in the air, 6 touchdowns, but we had to spread the love a little bit. We gave our athlete of the week to Colt Jensen, your wide receiver, 10 catches. He found the end zone 3 times. Caden Rosenberger, he has been so good for you guys as well, but we went with Colt this week. Talk about him, the progression, and just how important he has meant, not just to you as the coaches, but just the offense in general.
He really stepped up, and he's really stepped up all season, but like the other night we were playing without Hunter Ingeman and might be playing without him for a while, so Colt's going to have to continue to do that. Obviously a threat to go the distance anytime he touches the ball with his speed, and, you know, he broke a few tackles on some of those the other night, too, and just been a great weapon for us, and he will continue to be so. I think we can flip it to him on that little run game, and we could throw it to him out there. He can take short passes and go a long ways, and you know, that helps those stats look a lot better. You can make some easy passes and let him run, but he can also be a threat over the top deep. So a really good week for him, a really good season for him. He scored a lot of touchdowns in some different ways already this year, even had an interception the other night, so been playing good back there at free safety for us too, so certainly deserving of that honor, and we've given him a little bit of a hard time about it this week, but he'll come out and perform again and back up that honor, I'm sure.
What about just the progression that you have seen from your team as we head into week 5 here tonight? You know, it was only a few weeks ago, the season opener, you guys make the long trip to Republic County, lose that game in overtime 34-28, but just big wins across the board the following 3 weeks with McLeod, Pea Ridge, and most recently Horton last week. I guess in terms of just progression from what you have seen from your team from that Republic County game to where we are now, just talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think we're better. I think we're just found a little bit of chemistry and have some people in new spots, and we keep getting better every week. But, you know, we're really going to find out more about that here in the next few weeks when our strength of schedule really starts building up starting this week. And we'll really find out how much better we've got. And, you know, don't look now, but Republic County is 3-1 on the season also. So, you know, I told people they were going to be better than anybody expected, and they've performed and have 3 wins also. So loss is not looking quite as bad, even though when we look back, we feel bad about it. But we're not looking back anymore.
Right.
We've got too much coming up, too many big games coming up, 2 rivalry games in a row here. And, you know, not that we're looking ahead, but we got D-West, Riverside, Centralia, some rivalry games coming up, and it's all about D-West this week, but I'm happy with where we're at. Our defense has really come on since that game, and like I say, we haven't played great offenses, and those numbers are skewed, but I think we've given up 240 yards in the last 3 games, so very, very good defensively, and I hope we can continue that.
Troy football coach Derek Jasper joining us here. Pregame coverage for our area game of the week tonight on KNZA. It's Troy hosting Donovan West. We'll have more with the coach right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha have been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, range land, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Buying or selling a home? Don't do it alone. Work with someone who knows the market inside and out. I'm Sarah Fox, Stone & Story Real Estate, and I specialize in helping people just like you find their dream home or receive top dollar when it's time to sell. From first tours to closing day, your continued leader in the industry in marketing and service, I'll guide you every step of the way with local expertise, proven results, and service you can trust as you have for over 20 years. Sarah Fox Team, find us online.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We continue our pregame conversation with Troy football coach, that is Derek Jasper, here on KNCA Area Game of the Week tonight. Week number 5, district matchup in the 1A classification, a rivalry tilt as well as Troy is playing host to Donovan West. Well, let's talk about this D-West team, coach. You look at them, they're 0-4, but compared to last year at this point, they just have played much better this year. They have been more competitive in their games. They have played a good schedule. Centralia, Valley Heights on the schedule of note. They have been just a much better team, I think, now. Despite being 0-4, they just seem much more improved than a year ago.
Yeah, 0-4 is kind of hard to believe. But, you know, here they've played Centralia and Valley Heights, Onega. They've played their three Twin Valley League schools already. And, you know, those are physical teams, and D-West has stood up to the challenge. Centralia was only winning that game 7-0 just a little bit before half last Friday night, and someone told me the week before against Valley Heights that D-West had a lead in the second quarter. So those are two pretty strong 1A football teams that they're competing with, so they're certainly not going to be scared of us any. A rivalry game for sure. We know their kids, they know ours, do a lot of things together, and I've been impressed with what I saw against them against Centralia. I mean, this is going to be one of the best secondaries that we played, probably the best secondary that we've played so far. Now, we'll have another really good secondary next week, but this secondary we're playing with D-West will be the best secondary we've faced, and then that's kind of the matchup, you know, the big matchup, our passing game versus their secondary and the athletes they have back there, including the Peterson kid who's been real good.
Maybe just expand on that a little bit in terms of the secondary. What specifically, you just mentioned one of their players, obviously we're going to call his name out quite a few tonight, but just specifically what you see from the secondary, is it their speed, sheer athleticism? When you do put that on tape and watch that aspect of it, I guess expand on that a little bit more.
Yeah, athleticism and speed to hold up with our guys, you know, in there. And I don't know all of the kids, but I know they've got some speed back there, and Peterson kind of roams around in center field. He got an interception against us last year on a great play he made, and he covers a lot of ground when the ball's in the air. So going to have to know, Cass will have to know where he's at before he snaps the ball every time, and I know where he's going to be most of the time, but really kind of pay attention to him because he can get over there and make up some ground and cover some things, and their corners are pretty athletic and speedy too. And so that's going to be a great matchup. I hope we can run the football a little bit. We didn't run it very much last week against Horton. Everybody's blitzing linebackers against us. So when they're blitzing those linebackers, they blitz right into our runs a lot. And, you know, we can pick them apart with the pass game. We can pick them apart with some hot routes and things when they're blitzing. But our run game just didn't get going against Horton like I wanted it to, because the Sharkier kid was blitzing and he was beating us up. And so we kept just trying to get him on those. But, man, if they don't blitz us, you know, if they don't blitz everybody, I hope we can get our run game going between the tackles. That will help.
Let's go to the flip side of that, the Donovan West offense. What do you see from them on that side of the ball? And the challenges for your defense in slowing them down tonight?
Yeah, an old school offense, a deceptive. They carry out their fakes well. Never know for sure who's going to have it, the fullback, the little wing back, or the quarterback booting out of there. Good job with those, and they got us on a couple of those last year, some long runs when they had that speedy kid. And then they are throwing it a little bit more this year. They're actually running some spread. And here's the funny thing, Brandon. Logan Blevins is an assistant coach out there for them, and I think he's taking a little bit of our playbook out there. And
uh-oh,
that's going to be kind of weird having him on the sidelines because, you know, he probably knows a lot of our plays and knows what we do. Man, but remember that game he had at Centralia last year when you were out there?
Oh, so, goodness, yeah.
Yeah, he had a big game receiver, so yeah. he knows all our plays, and that's kind of going to kind of be a weird vibe having him on the other sideline. And, you know, he's probably been a big help to them all week in practice trying to get them ready for us. So, yeah, they've spread it out and they're throwing a little bit more, but pretty balanced offensively, and they have some kids, some big targets in the past game, and they could get that run game going. So, again, it'll be the best offense we've played probably in a couple weeks also.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys for a victory here tonight at home.
Yeah, run game. For us, inside run game, try to get it a little bit more balanced. And that's on me. I've just not been patient with our run game because I know we can throw it. And I'm just saying, well, you know, who cares if they blitz? Let's just throw it around. But me being patient and trying to get the run game going and keeping a little bit better balance than we have. And then, you know, we cut down our penalties big time last week, but still penalties and turnovers, as always. You know, we're going to talk about that. If we can win the turnover battle, I think we'll have a good chance to win on our home field.
That is the head coach of the Troy Trojans, Derek Jasper, joining us here on our pregame show as we're getting you set for a rivalry game on KNZA, week number 5 district matchup, Donovan West, here at Troy tonight. We go back live to the field after this, getting closer to the kickoff. Stick with us. It's high school football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready to score big this football season? It's game time at Wilson Tire in Holton. Just like your favorite teams, we're geared up for success, offering unbeatable deals on tires and oil changes. Don't fumble your ride to the game. Visit Wilson Tire today for top quality tires that keep you in the winning lane. From touchdowns to tire rotations, we've got you covered. Wilson Tire in Holton, where every drive is a touchdown. Call us at 785-362-8473. When selection and service matter, choose Wilson Tire in Holton.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Week 5 of the high school football season is upon us, and we are inching closer to the kickoff tonight. Troy hosting Donovan West, former TVL opponents, rivals. Troy now in the Northeast Kansas League. Donovan West still representing the TVL Trojans. 3 consecutive wins after the overtime loss to Republic County in week number 1, most recently last week here at home on homecoming night, defeating Horton 38-14. Now on the flip side for D West, an 0-4 start. They were shut out by Centralia last week. That final was 30-0, but that was a close game in the first half. Centralia able to show a little bit of muscle in the second half, pull away, get the win against the Mustangs. Coulter Peterson, the D West starting quarterback, is looking to get something going in the run game. As D West offense, just 177 total yards per. On the flip side, this Trojan offense averaging over 300 passing yards a game something has got to give. It's D West and Troy tonight, a final timeout. The kickoff is straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Erica from Queen Bee Boutique. When you shop with us, it's more than products. It's an experience. I carefully choose every item so you can enjoy timeless style, effortless sophistication, and quality you'll love for years. And with personal service from our amazing team, we make shopping fun, easy, and all about you. Come visit us at Queen Bee Boutique, 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, because you deserve nothing less than exceptional.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans backed by the team J.D. Power ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 7 of the last 8 years.
Call your local Shelter agents, Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Captains are hitting midfield, south of 4 minutes until the opening kickoff here in Troy tonight. Trojans looking for their fourth consecutive win. On the flip side, the rival Donovan West looking for win number one here in 2025. Thanks again for tuning in. Second half of the high school football regular season off and running, week number five. Alongside our studio producer, Chance Link, for KNZA, Brandon Tabman, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, our broadcast tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. Again, the captains at midfield. The sun is finally south of the trees, off in the distance. The lights are on. It's a tad bit warmer than you might expect here in the month of October, but nonetheless, a beautiful night here for high school football in northeast Kansas. Get you the results of the coin toss here momentarily. Again, last season was a big victory for Troy in this matchup. They have won 10 of the 15 meetings all time against the Mustangs. As the teams are shaking hands at midfield, Troy in the all-home blue uniforms, white numerals and trim. And you have Donovan West with the white tops, blue pants, blue numerals and lettering. They are trimmed out in orange. This Troy team, going to be interesting to see what they do. If you listen to the pregame there with head coach Derek Jasper, he spoke very highly of the athleticism of this Donovan West defensive back crew. Coulter Peterson, Rucker Haring, Kaysen Keller, really the top three defensive backs of this Mustang team, and talking about the athleticism and speed to keep up with this Troy high-flying offense that averages over 300 passing yards a game. And it's led by junior quarterback and Kasten Jasper. The Trojans will take the ball to start, so Troy will have the opening possession on offense here in this first half. They will operate right to left as we are up in the broadcast booth, and the Mustangs will counter on their opening drive going from left to right. So here we go. The teams are set. We're getting set for the opening kickoff here, and that is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. All right, so the Troy starting offense. The left tackle is Mason Kessler. The left guard is Henry Geiger. The center is Colton Ludke. The right guard is Ty Horner, and the right tackle is Marcus McKittrick. The top receivers, Caden Rosenberger, Colt Jensen. The running backs, Tucker Jarrett and Briar Ferris. And the quarterback, 6-foot junior, Kasten Jasper, 76 of 124 passes he has completed, 61%. Just shy of 1,200 yards already, 18 touchdowns to just 5 interceptions. The starting defense for Donovan West, the defensive line, Eli Gibson, Taven Clary, Hayden Paulino, and Brady Myers. The linebackers, Ketcher Peterson, Samuel Merrill, Preston Pace, and Trace Cottle. And then the secondary, Coulter Peterson, Rucker Horing, and Kaysen Keller. So here we go. It is high school football tonight. Donovan West at Troy. In Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Taven Clary will tee this one up for the Mustangs at the 40-yard line between the hash marks. Again, in their road white uniform tops with blue pants, blue numerals, and lettering trimmed in orange. And then all blue top to bottom for the home team Trojans with the white numerals and lettering. Big district game tonight. Troy looking to win that fourth consecutive game. The West trying to shock the world and get their first tally in the win column here in 2025. Here is the approach and the straight toe shot there by Clary. And it's going to be Colt Jensen, far side of the field, 20, 25 at the right hash. And down he goes across the 35. And good field position here for this Trojan offense led by Kasten Jasper. So first and 10 Troy at their own 38-yard line. Just shy of 1,200 passing yards through four games. Kasten Jasper, a very elite passing offense here in Class 1A. They'll be on the right side hash, going from right to left. No score, 8 seconds into the game. Lone receiver left, that's Sawyer Ashburn. And you got two receivers to the short side right, man in motion to the near side. And they go run play right, and a big hole across the 50, 45, and already into Donovan West territory. And it's Tucker Jarrett, the opening carry, as he gets past midfield. Let's see where the mark is. It'll be inside the 45 to the 44 of D West. So a gain of 18 right out the gate for Tucker Jarrett. And a first down for Troy. Still on the far side hash. Get that running game going again, this time with Jensen, and that one is bottled up. Correction, that was Briar Ferris. And that time he's bottled up quickly by Hayden Paulino for a short gain of one. Edie in on the stop as well, as Ferris gets his first touch. Leading rusher, and they're trying to establish the run a little bit more. Second down and 9. 45 seconds into the game, no score. Troy on the move in D-West territory at the 41-yard line. Man in motion, far side to near side. It was Jensen, and it's going to be a pre-snap penalty against the Trojans. It'll be a false start. So from 2nd and 9 to 2nd and 14, that is our first penalty of the game tonight. One thing in the pregame, Coach Derek Jasper mentioned, was still cutting down on the turnovers and the penalties. Right there, lose 5. Second down, 14 yards to go. Still at the D-West 46-yard line. Just gone by a minute in this opening quarter. Empty backfield here. They'll send a man in motion to the near side, and they throw it to him that way. That is Colt Jensen. Tries to break one tackle. He cannot. He rides the momentum forward back to about the 44. So Jensen on the screen pass. Not quite the 5 yards back on the penalty. Gains 4. First completion for Jasper, again going to Jensen. For Jensen, his 25th catch up this season, but third down and 11 here for the Trojans. Ball just inside that D-West 45-yard line. Now the ball on the near side hash. Another empty backfield. The tight end is Ferris on that right side of the line. Two wide receivers split each way. Third down, 11 yards to go. Jasper standing tall, wants to take a shot far side of the field. He's got a man. It is caught in stride by Jensen, and he scores just like that. Had the defender beat Coulter Peterson by about 5 yards, and Jasper dropped a dime. A 40-plus yard strike to begin this game at 10:02 to go. 6-0 in favor of the home team Trojans. My goodness. The 19th passing touchdown of the season for Jasper. And for Jensen, his team-leading 9th touchdown reception here in 2025. Trojans will line up to go for two. as they have jumped out quickly. On third and long, they strike deep. They will move it to the near side hash. Two running backs. Troy's got to get on the ball quickly as Tucker Jarrett now moves in motion to the far side. It's going to be a toss to the right side. This is Briar Ferris. Gets to the outside, and he lowers the shoulder and spins across the goal line in for two. Not even 2 minutes into the game, a picture-perfect start for Troy. They lead 8-0. A timeout on the field. We'll step aside as well. You're listening to high school football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
My name is Denise, and I have been a patient at Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness for over 10 years. Chiropractic care has really helped me with my migraine headaches and has also helped me care for my family, including my special needs daughter. Dr. Lucre and his staff are always welcoming and attentive. Regular chiropractic care has helped me meet my daily challenges, stay involved in extra activities I enjoy, and is an essential part of my life. I would highly recommend Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness to you and your family.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
10:02 to go, opening quarter. Troy 8, Donovan West nothing. That did not take long. On third and long, a 42-yard touchdown pass from Caston Jasper to Cole Jensen. And the two-point try put in by Briar Ferris. 19 passing touchdowns now for Jasper. 9 receiving for Cole Jensen. And a good start here for Troy. Did not take long. It covered 62 yards. And not even 2 minutes off the clock on that opening drive score. And that drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton, WilsonTireKS.com. So here's the right-to-left boot. D. West will have their first crack here on the offensive side of the ball. As the return on the outside by Merrill, he gets away from one, stays on his feet, gets back to the near side hash. Finally spun down, but he gets across the 35. And forward progress to about the 37. And that is where D. West will take over. Down 8-0 here to Troy. 9:49 to go opening quarter. Now this D. West team, they have struggled on offense, scoring just 8.5 points per game and totaling just 177 yards per game. And were shut out against Centralia last week, 30-0. So first down and 10, D. West. Coulter Peterson, the starting quarterback, 5'9 senior. He is under center, pretty tight formation here. They go right side on the run to Dustin Veach, trying to get outside the numbers. He does, angles towards the sideline, and then he's wrestled out across the 45, and he had a good lane on the outside and good speed. Good first play there for Donovan West. Appears to be just shy of the first down, so Veach with an 8-yard run on the first offensive play tonight for Donovan West. Clock stop, 9:41 first quarter. Troy 8, D. West nothing. 42-yard strike from Jasper to Jensen. Right out the gate here for Troy on third and long, and they're out in front. Second down and 2 here for the Mustangs. Ball near side hash. They go left to right, just shy of midfield at the 47. They go straight up the middle. Catcher Peterson on the carry, and he is close to a first down. He might have it. Depends on the spot. Needed maybe 2.5 yards. Ball is between the 49 and midfield line, and just enough for catcher Peterson. A first down for Donovan West. So needed 2. Round up, get 3. 9.5 minutes. Clock moving first quarter. 8-0 Troy. First down and 10 here for the Mustangs. Rounding up right at midfield. Wide receiver far left, that's Haring, and tucked up here on the right side. They have a couple of running backs. They run left in between the hash marks and officially across midfield and in Detroit territory. Now they're going to run it. They want to keep that Troy offense off the field. It's a gain of 3. Second down and 7 yards to go. Ball at the Troy 48. Coulter Peterson coming in, had only thrown 34 passes and has completed 13 for just 183 yards and a score. Majority of their offense done on the ground, but have averaged less than 4 yards a carry this season. Another catcher, Peterson, run right up the middle. He's got a hole, and down he goes. He's going to have enough for the first down inside the 40. And he gets shy of the 35 to the 37. He gains 11 yards. So catcher Peterson off to a good start here. Taking the handoff from his older brother Coulter. Leading rusher is catcher Peterson for this Mustangs offense. 5'10", 190-pound freshman. Leads the team in carries and yards. And right there, a good one. First down and 10 here for Donovan West. They're on the move from left to right. Ball at the Troy 37-yard line. The Trojans leading the game 8-0. Coulter Peterson, another handoff. This time right side, quickly bottled up. And that ball is stripped away. But D. West, they jump on it quickly. I believe that was Taven Clary who recovered the fumble. Samuel Merrill on the carry had it ripped out by the Troy line. But fortunate for D. West, they did not turn it over. Instead, it's a loss of 3. And now D. West, something they were not wanting to do tonight, at least on a consistent basis, was be behind the sticks. But just fortunate they did not turn that over. Second down and 13, beg your pardon, ball at the 40 of the Trojans. Ball near side hash again, going from left to right. Man in motion. Peterson back to pass in the pocket, throwing to the right sideline, and it's out of play, incomplete. Albers, the tight end, the intended target, leading receiver for this team this year. That's who they were looking for. And for Peterson, his first pass of the game goes onto the track, incomplete. Now third down and 13 at the 40. 7:23 to go, first quarter. Troy 8, Donovan West nothing. These two teams full swing in district play the rest of the season. See what the Mustangs dial up here on third and long. The Troy 40. Under center is Coulter Peterson. It's two running backs, catcher and Dustin Veach. And they will take a shot far side. This is hanging in the air and coming back to make the catch at the 20. That was an incredible play by Rucker Horing, the sophomore. And on third and 13, that goes for about 20 and a first down. Just a hanging duck in the air. And a completed pass by Coulter Peterson. So first down and 10 at the 20 in the red zone is Donovan West. And that's sponsored by Sarah Fox team with Stone and Story Real Estate. D. West trying to respond. Another catcher run. Left side following his guard and Eli Gibson. Good positive yards. Gain of 3 for catcher Peterson. That's his fourth carry here on this opening drive as we're approaching the halfway point here in this opening quarter with the Trojans leading it 8-0. This D. West offense, 177 yards per game, just 34% on third downs this season. Had a big one there just a moment ago. Is catcher Peterson again, another carry. He'll get to the 15. It's a minimal gain of about 1, maybe 2. And third down, they've cut it in half, third and 5 at the Troy 15-yard line. Officially at the halfway point here in this opening quarter, Troy 8, D. West nothing. So again, good start here for the D. West offense, but they need to capitalize. They go two receivers right, or correction, they go trips right, lone left. Catcher left side of his older brother, Coulter, in the gun. Third down and 5, a high snap, pulls it down, standing tall, has time, throws a rocket shot towards the end zone, and it's incomplete. So fourth down and 5 now on the way here for Donovan West at the Troy 15. On fourth down this season, the Mustangs have converted 3 of 9 fourth down attempts. 33%. And they appear to be going for it right here on fourth down and 5 at the Troy 15, trailing 8-0. South has 6 minutes to go. Clock stopped in this opening period. Big play here early. Under center is Peterson. You got catcher behind him, and then left side of him is Dustin Veach. They go to catcher on fourth and 5. Simple dive play over the left guard. He will not get there, and the defense holds for Troy. Interesting play call on 4th and 5, and the Trojans stuff the Mustangs on their opening drive. They turn it over on downs. Henry Geiger in on the stop. It was gain of about two, maybe three at best. They needed five. And instead, Troy takes over with an 8-0 lead at 5:29 to go in this opening quarter. They do have a long way to go at their own 14-yard line. That's a big opportunity here for Troy to extend early. 8-0 their lead. They struck pretty quickly, less than 2 minutes on their opening drive on a big touchdown pass to Colt Jensen. Going right to left, they toss it here, a lot of room near side. Now outside the numbers, Jensen, they're utilizing him more in the run game. The leading rusher for the Trojans this season finally bottled up and then spit backwards. A forward progress from the 14 to about the 21-yard line for a gain of close to about 7 yards out of the backfield. They brought him on the end around reverse. So second down, a long three, short four. Call it a gain of six. Right at the 20-yard line. Under 5 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Trojans leading 8-0. Now a right side run and upended after a first down run. That was Tucker Jarrett on the carry. Another first down for this Trojan offense. The 25 up to near the 30 to the 29. So two big carries in this opening quarter for Tucker Jarrett. First down and 10 here. Here's a dive play up the middle. Ball on the far side hash. Forward progress to about the 35. And now a late flag from the backside judge after the play was blown dead. Troy called for a false start earlier in the game on their opening drive. And let's check and see what this penalty is. Clock stopped at 4:23. Officials huddled up here. Well, the Trojans, again, 8-0, leading early. Just over 4:20 to go opening quarter. Officials still huddled up near the ball where it's placed at the 35-yard line on the far side hash. And that flag from the back judge behind the D-West defense. All four officials still huddled up and discussing a potential call. Gaston Jasper to Colt Jensen, 42-yard touchdown. And it's an unsportsmanlike both ways. Offsetting penalties. And we're going to replay the down. So, easy enough. Rivalry game. Two teams certainly very familiar with one another. And they will say the play actually will stand. So, second down and about 4 yards to go. Head coach for D West, John Paolino, talking with the far side official. Body language not agreeing with how that was played out. Troy offense off to a good start, both run and pass. Trojans averaging 80 yards on the ground. Derek Jasper wants to see that number rise, especially when we get later into the season. The weather gets a little bit colder. Games get a little bit tighter. Here we go back to it. 4:20 to go here. And some movement up front. That's going to back them up five. Second false start for Troy here in this opening quarter. And from second and four to second and nine. Second down 9 yards at the Troy 30 after the penalty. And the Trojans 8-0. On a 42-yard pass from Gaston Jasper to Colt Jensen on the opening drive. A second offensive drive of the game here after the Trojans' defense turned over the Mustangs on downs. Here's a belt-high snap, looking, pump faking, now firing down the middle of the field, and incomplete, and now a late flag. This is going to be on D. West in the secondary. And Hunter Ingeman was out a couple of yards in front of Coulter Peterson, and there was a slight tug of the uniform. Ingeman called for it. The hankies came in. And this is going to be against Donovan West. This will be their first penalty of the night. I guess if you take away the personal fouls that we just went with. waiting for the official word. They were calling pass interference or holding, but now the Whitecaps says holding on D. West. That'll be 5 yards and an automatic first down. Now, D. West is better than pass interference. But nonetheless, first down and 10. Ball now at the 40-yard line of Troy. 4:04 to go, first quarter. 8-0 Trojans. Now first down and 10, 10 yards shy of midfield. Another pass here across the middle. This one is caught. Ingeman right near the first down marker in between the hash marks. Little quick hitter by Jasper. And to the 49 at D. West, it's a gain of 11 and a first down. Well, it's good to see Hunter Ingeman back on the field. That was his 14th reception here in 2025. He averages 18 yards a catch. That one went for 11 and a Trojans first down. Back into Donovan West territory at the 49-yard line. 8-0, the Trojans leading, looking for more. Chest high snap, run here by Jarrett, right side, big and strong, just spinning away through tackles and finally spun down after he gets inside the 45 to about the 42. Good 7-yard run around the right side of the line on first and 10. Again, Jarrett, 4 carries, his shortest run has gone for 7 yards. Second down, a short 3, shy of the D-West 40. Approaching the final 3 minutes in this opening quarter, Troy looking to add to an 8-0 advantage. Break the huddle. Shotgun sets. Sidecar right, the running back, Briar Ferris. And trips to the left. Sawyer Ashburn, Colt Jensen, Hunter Ingeman. And then Rosenberger, lone receiver right. Lot of movement. And there are the penalty flags. And another false start against Troy. Their third pre-snap penalty here in the opening quarter. So from 2nd and 3 back to 2nd and 8, the 47 of Donovan West. They run that same formation as they were going to. They stack 3 receivers here near side. Rosenberger, the lone receiver far right. Belt high snap here. They want to go to the side with 3. They take a shot down the field. Sawyer Ashburn there near the 20, and it's a little bit too long, incomplete. Sawyer Ashburn, they had it stacked up with him in front, and he just took straight off and had a step on the defender and a little bit sailed on the pass, incomplete. Now third down at 8 yards to go at the 47-yard line at 2:26 to go in this first quarter. Troy leading it 8-0. Ball closer to the far side hash. Trojans moving right to left. They go trips left, 1 right. And the running back sidecar left is Ferris. Jasper takes a low snap, spins it in the right. Wants the lone receiver, Rosenberger. Diving catch near the first down stick. He had to come back for it, and it's caught right at about the 40 or 41. He's going to be a yard shy. They needed 8. Pitch and catch there was worth 7. And for Rosenberger, that's his first catch tonight, leading receiver for the Trojans this season. And a 4th down and 1 play here for Troy. Just outside the D West 40, approaching the final 2 minutes. We'll stack it up here. Jasper under center. Takes a couple of hard counts. D West not biting. And now a whistle in. Coach Jasper wants to talk this one over, a timeout on the field. So a 4th and 1 play for the Trojans, leading 8-0 at under 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Opening quarter here in Troy. Buck 56 left in this frame. Trojans 8, Donovan West nothing out of the timeout called by Troy. 4th down and 1 yard to go for the Trojans at the D West 41-yard line. Now they change the formation. Jasper now goes shotgun set. Two backs, one to each side. Man in motion, far to near side is Rosenberger. They give it to Jarrett. He's got a first down on the right side and a little bit more inside the 35 and finally forced out of bounds at the 33. They needed one and they got 8 yards. Jarrett's good first quarter continuing and a first down there for Troy. Merrill in on the stop, but a big first down for Troy. Keep the momentum moving here, under 2 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Second drive of the game for Troy. Their first one ended in a 40-plus yard touchdown pass to Jensen. Now a kind of brief stoppage of play. D-West shuffling some defenders around. First down and 10 inside the D-West 35. They run a quick hitter near side. Jensen trying to get outside. He throws a stiff arm. And he's finally thrown out of bounds after a minimal gain as Merrill made the stop. It brought Jensen out of the backfield in a little screen pass to the near side, and Merrill was all over it. No gain on the play. Jensen, his third catch here in the opening quarter. That one went nowhere. Second down, 10 yards to go at the 33 of Donovan West. 93 seconds to go here in this opening quarter. Troy 8, D-West nothing. Trips right, two left. And I think D-West calls a timeout before that snap. They do. Troy went empty with three right, two left. D-West had seen enough of that. They call their first timeout here in the opening quarter. Again, it's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When it's time for a break, you're looking for the snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. It's now located at 705 Arizona in Holton. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Minute 33 to go, opening quarter here in Troy. Trojans 8, Donovan West nothing. Out of the timeout, second down and 10 for Troy at the D-West 34-yard line. Jasper, a belt-high snap, looking down the middle of the field, and that pass is caught by Hunter Ingham, and he's at the 20, 15, 10, angles right, tripped up near the goal line, and that appears to be a touchdown. It is. Trojans get a big one again. Hunter Ingham caught it, sprinting past the secondary of D-West, and he was tripped up right at the goal line, but the ball crossing the plane, and pay dirt once again. It's 14-0 Troy at 1:20 to go in this opening quarter. Another touchdown pass for Kasten Jasper. He tossed six of them last week. He's got two here in the opening quarter against Donovan West. They will line up to go for two. Ball in between the hash marks. A little more tight bunched formation here. They fake it to Ingeman on an end around, and now Jasper rolling to his left across his body, and Rosenberger out the back of his hands and incomplete. 2-point try fails, but Troy extends the lead here at home. They're leading Donovan West 14-0. A minute 20 to go in the opening quarter. We're back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood, and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Two drives, two touchdowns for Troy. This time it was a 30-plus yarder from Jasper to Ingeman. It was a 4-minute, 9-second drive that covered 86 yards as the two-point try failed. But the Trojans, two drives, two touchdowns. They lead Donovan West 14-0. And the kickoff on the far side of the field just barely got out of bounds. So there's the flag. That ball going out of bounds on the kickoff. So D. West back to work, now trailing by two scores. A minute 20 to go in this opening quarter. Trojans 14, Mustangs nothing. Great start once again for this Trojan offense. Came into tonight averaging 41 points per game. They are well on pace for that here with two drives and two touchdowns in the first 11 minutes. So the penalty for the kick out of bounds, D. West has made the decision to back it up 5 and re-kick. Now, despite a 14-0 start for Troy, they have committed 5 penalties here in this opening quarter, 4 of which have been the 5-yard variety. So now we back it up to the 35. You got Merrill, one of the two back to receive here, this kickoff from Troy. So a 42-yard pass from Jasper to Jensen on that first drive, and then 34 yards, Jasper to Ingeman. 20 passing touchdowns now for Jasper this season. For Ingeman, that was his 5th on the year. So another re-kick, a much better kick, as this one is taken at the 20-yard line, as this is Dustin Veach. He'll get outside the numbers near side, and then finally kind of wrapped up and swung down across the 35. Dustin Veach officially marked out at the 38-yard line. D. West are in a tough spot here. Down 14-0, late first quarter. Just their second drive of the game. And they had some momentum on their opening drive. Got it inside the red zone of Troy, but on a 4th-and-5 play, they ran a straight dive. It did not get there, and they turned it over. Troy would bounce back, going 86 yards and 409 to extend on that lead. First snap here for Peterson. They go end around to the far side for Veach. He kind of slipped a little bit and was able to kind of cut it up between the hash marks. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, but that's it for Veach. On that opening drive, D. West converted on a big third down as Rucker Haring caught a 20-yard pass. D. West team, again, they don't throw it a ton, as we're under a minute now at 42 seconds remaining in this opening quarter, with Troy leading it 14-0. Ball a little bit closer to the far side hash. Mustangs are operating left to right here in this opening quarter. Peterson again under center. They want to go toss left. And outside is Sawyer Ashburn, the first to hit the running back. Trace Cottle on the carry. First carry for Cottle tonight. It goes for 4. He did get forced out of bounds, so the clock stopped at 20.2. Third down and 6 here for D. West. Their own 42-yard line. Trailing 14-0. Troy, 2 drives, 2 touchdowns. Looking for their 4th consecutive win. And another play end around. Tackled across the 45 up near the 47 for a gain of 5. D. West going heavily as far as using multiple backs here early. That's going to take us to the end of the first quarter. So D. West, they're going to be facing 4th down and 1. When we come back, 14-0 Troy, second quarter action on the way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, Everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, fourth and one in the second quarter, Donovan West with the old traditional quarterback sneak, Colter Peterson, getting the first down. Had to have it for the Mustangs, trailing 14-0 here at Troy's. We're just underway here in quarter number two. Brandon Tam and Chance Link with you. Appreciate everyone hanging with us. Trojans, two drives, two touchdown passes for Caston Jasper, one to Ingeman, the other to Jensen. Mustangs trying to move it here. Ball right close to midfield at the 49. Now operating right to left. And they go right side to Scholes. And bottled up quickly and taken down by a host of blue jerseys. No gain on the play. His second carry in the opening half. Mustangs have had some moments in the first quarter and change in regards to moving the ball with some success. But that first drive again ending in a turnover on downs and now facing second down and 10 right at midfield. They operate right to left, down two touchdowns. Under center is Peterson. He will drop back. He throws a quick hitter near to the near side. That one is caught inside the 45 and finally nestled down at about the 41. And Haring on the catch. That's his second catch here in the first half. Pitch and catch and nine, so third down and one. They will say actually a first down. That was close, but the officials give it the first down. So first and 10 now. Shy of the Troy 40. Straightaway run here on first and 10. And now a late flag comes in. Catcher Peterson again on the carry. And there was no gain on the play, and then after the tackle was made on Peterson, a late flag came in. Unsportsmanlike conduct, the penalty. Now, Troy's winning, but penalties have been an issue here in this opening half. And they're going to tape off 15 yards. Automatic first down inside the 25 to the Troy 24. Not quite 2 minutes into this second quarter. And the Mustangs down 14-0. Get a little help there at the 15-yard penalty. Ball on the near side hash, first and 10. Approaching the red zone. Peterson under center. They do a quick end around at the near side, nothing doing, and a tackle for a loss. Back to the 26, Dustin Veach. It'll lose two. They go to the right, bring it back to the left. And for Veach, a loss of two, second down and 12, back to the Troy 26. Troy covered 62 yards on their opening drive, took an 8-0 lead, and then their second drive covered 86 yards. And took just north of 4 minutes off the clock. Caston Jasper, two touchdown passes. One to Jensen, one to Ingeman. Mustangs trailing 14-0. Second and 12. Screen to the right side. It's caught by Veach, and he's taken down by the shoelaces. Friar Ferris, the linebacker, makes the stop. No gain on the play. Boy, momentum on the outside for Veach. But when I say shoelace tackle, it's exactly what that was. Now third down and long. maybe a yard there. Third and 11 at the 25. 8:40 to go until halftime. Troy leading it 14 to nothing. This is how the first drive kind of went for D-West, but they stalled out. Now they have to convert here on third down. A long pass, far sideline, and it's overthrown and incomplete. Auburn's the intended receiver, and now fourth and 11 coming up here for D-West. Their first drive, they had fourth and five inside the 20, and they ran a straight dive play to catcher Peterson that came up well short. I don't think a simple dive is the call here on fourth and 11. 8:24 to go, first half, 14-0 Troy. Ball on the far side hash, lone receiver left to right. I send Scholes in motion there to the right side. Now Peterson throwing back to pass, it's incomplete. It was only out to the 20, as Scholes was the intended receiver. He would have been well shy of the first down. Back-to-back opening drives here for D-West that stall out in Troy territory. So Troy gets it back at 8:18 to go in the second quarter. They will have it at the 25. And here is a run to the right side. Jensen, a little hesitation move, and he lowers the shoulder, and he puts a body on the back as he gets outside the numbers and up near the 40 to the 39. An end around and a gain of 14. And a good play there. So Jensen, his second rush, he has three receptions, including a long touchdown. And about 14, about 13 maybe on that play. First and 10, right about the 40-yard line. Shotgun set, man in motion. That's Jensen. Quarterback run play for Jasper. He's caught up immediately and brought down. Good defensive effort there by catcher Peterson. Right to the 40 for a gain of one. It'll be second down and nine from right there. The first time we've seen Jasper with a carry on the quarterback-designed run, but catcher Peterson caught him up low and brought him down for minimal yardage. Near side hash, Trojans operating left to right. Ferris, the sidecar left running back. Jasper in the gun, two receivers left, two right. He will drop back to pass. Rolling to his right, dropping way back, throwing off his back foot, out of bounds, incomplete, had nowhere to go. Hunter Ingeman, the closest receiver to that one, stops the clock at 7:25 here in quarter number two. Third down and nine coming up here for Troy. Jasper's been efficient here in the first half. Only a couple incompletions, two long touchdown passes. Third drive of the night, this Troy offense. Turnovers and penalties, one thing Coach Jasper's been stressing on improving here in the second half of the regular season, although penalties have been an issue for the Trojans in this first half. And we got a timeout for D-West. We'll take one as well. 7:25 to go, first half. Troy 14 and Donovan West nothing. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Spring and summer, mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days. All customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Chance Link, our studio producer on KNZA, Brandon Tamman with you. 7:25 to go, first half. Troy 14, Donovan West nothing. Out of the timeout, Troy with the football, the two-touchdown lead, facing third down and nine at their own 40-yard line. Caston Jasper, two touchdown passes, 42 yards on the opening drive to Colt Jensen. Followed that up on drive number two, a 34-yard strike to Hunter Ingeman. 14-0 Trojans, third and nine at their own 40. Ball on the near side hash. Shotgun set, two running backs, man in motion, near side to far side, that's Rosenberger. takes the snap. Option left, cutting it up is Jasper. He's got a lot of room, and he gets the first down, and he dives forward to midfield. Gain of 10, needed 9 on a big third down, and the Trojans move the chains. A second rush for Jasper here in the second quarter, specifically on this drive. So right at midfield, first down and 10, Troy. 7:10 to go until halftime. Their lead is 14-0. Two drives, two touchdowns, and moving it left to right here on drive number 3. Ferris, the running back, right side to Jasper in the gun. Trips right, one left. He takes the snap, looking across the middle. That pass is caught by Jensen. He's wrapped up immediately and thrown down. Shy of the 45 to the 43, so Jensen for 3 yards there. Fourth catch of the half for Jensen. Very productive for him once again. Second down, a short 7. It is in D-West territory at the 47-yard line. Clock is moving, coming up on the halfway point, quarter number 2. Troy slowing down the pace just a touch here. This is only the 5th total possession between the two teams. As we are approaching the halfway point here in quarter number 2, knee-high snap. Jasper spins it in his hands. He wants a deep shot down the far sideline and incomplete. Going for another deep shot to Jensen and let him out too strong. Double covered, though, on the outside as Haring was in at coverage. Third down and 7 yards to go. Clock stopped at 6:02. Now, Jasper came into this game tonight completing 61% of his passes, averaging 291 yards per game. As a team, Troy, north of 300 passing yards per game. Another third down opportunity here for Troy. Third down and 7 at the D-West 47, leading the game 14-0 at 6:02 to go until halftime. Three down on the defensive line for D-West. Shotgun set for Jasper, 2 right, 1 receiver left. Play action, holding it right hip, now looking across the middle, now dancing to his right, gets outside the numbers, still looking downfield, and finally, good defense on the back end by D-West. Jasper, all he could do was throw it away. It is incomplete, and now fourth down and 7. Third incompletion by Jasper in the half. And that incompletion more credited to the D-West back end. There was nothing doing. He tried to extend that play as long as he possibly could. Rolling near side to the right, getting right about the sideline and to the line of scrimmage. He had to throw it away. So fourth down and 7 here for Troy. Just inside midfield, D-West 47. They're going for it. Shotgun set. 2 receivers tucked up to each side. Jasper in the gun. Hesitates. Throws it across the middle, and Jensen has it right on the first down stick as Haring spun him down. Again, he needed 7, and that's going to be really close. Well, let's see. I would have to imagine this requires a potential measurement. Don't have the best view from where we're at, but I'd be shocked if they did not measure this. Good hesitation in the pocket by Jasper. He pump faked once and then caught his receiver running right to left across the middle, and they will measure this thing. In the 5th catch for Jensen here in the first half, he needed 7, and he did not get it. He is an inch short and a turnover on downs. Wow. Troy looking around just almost completely shocked. Well, D-West, they desperately needed a stop, and they got it. As close of a measurement as you can get, and now D-West will start at their own 40. Down 14-0 at 5:42 to go until halftime. All right, so D-West back to it. Here we go. They have had some movements on their first two drives, but they have both stalled out with turnover on downs. Peterson under center, the handoff to Scholes, and he is turned away pretty quickly. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that is about it. No gain on the play. Marcus McKittrick on the stop, 6'1 senior lineman. So they may have gotten a half yard on that play. Second down, a long 9, short 10 for Donovan West. Clock on the move, approaching the final 5 minutes of this first half, with Troy leading at 14-0. Ball closer to the right side hash, far side of the field. As they go, another run straight up the gut. This one got some good push. Catcher Peterson this time with the carry. Shy of the first down, but a much more manageable third down coming up here. 8 yards for Peterson on that carry. So third down and a long 2, short 3. Ball just shy of the midfield line. The Mustang 48-yard line. At 4:38 to go in the first half, Troy 14, D West nothing. Mustangs on the move from right to left. Third down, a short 3. Two running backs. Auburn's the tight end, and that play gets buried in the backfield for a loss. Catcher Peterson met immediately before even getting back to the line of scrimmage. And it's going to bring up 4th down and 4 after a loss of about 2. Four minutes to go in this first half. Another 4th down play here for the Mustangs. Entered tonight just 3 of 9 on 4th down conversions this season, and they have been stuffed up twice here in the first half. So now 3 for 11. 5 seconds on the play clock. Mustangs got to get on the ball quickly. 4th down and 3 yards to go. They do snap it. Quick hitter. Pass to the right side. It's incomplete. And another turnover on downs. That was a broken play from the jump. Tight end Albers, the intended receiver, but they were hustling to the line. Might have been miscommunication. Surprised D. West didn't burn a timeout there. They only have one left, but now Troy takes over at the D. West 47, so a short field with 3:37 to go until halftime, leading at 14-0. So right back to it. Trojans defense gets the stop. Rosenberger slightly in motion, settles in on the right side of that line. Now it's an option right. Late pitch. This is Tucker Jarrett, and he got thrown down by the back of the jersey. He'll get to the 45. And Merrill made the stop after just a gain of 2 on the option right. Six carries in the first half for Jarrett. Second down, 8 yards to go. Approaching 3 minutes left in the second quarter. Sure Troy wants to utilize the rest of this half. Troy took the ball first. So D. West will have the first possession in quarter number 3. Empty backfield here for Jasper. Short side of the field, they got 3 wide receivers. Now Jensen in motion to the far side left, putting 3 out there. They want to go near side here, and that one is caught by Rosenberger. Yeah, just a little quick out. And he's out about near the 40. Shy of the first down, he'll gain about 5. Second catch in the first half for Rosenberger. And it's going to bring up 3rd down and 4. In between the 40 and the 41-yard line for D. West at 2:45 to go until halftime. This is a wily formation and a run up the middle. Jensen lowers the shoulder. He's got a first down and a lot more to the 30 for a gain of 10, maybe even 11 yards. So the 3rd carry to go along with 5 receptions for Jensen here in the first half. He does go for 11 there to the 30. 1st and 10 here for Troy, trying to add to a 14-0 lead here, now under 2.5 minutes to go until halftime. Jasper in the gun, Jarrett to his left, and then Ferris to his right. They go option left, they pitch it to Ferris. He's got the old school neck brace on, and he takes a pop at the right hip, and he's dropped down on the play by Coulter Peterson. So they go option left. He'll get about 4, maybe 5 at best. Just a 2nd carry for Ferris. That's good for 5. 2nd and 5 at the 25. Now under 2 minutes to go until halftime. Ball on the far side hash. Jasper in the gun once again. To his right is Ferris. To his left is Jarrett. It's a low snap. Picks it up off the turf. Has time. Wants a deep shot. Right corner of the end zone. Ingeman in and out of his hands. It's incomplete. Dustin Beach in coverage, but it looks Like Ingeman had a good opportunity to secure that, but Veach with good coverage. It's incomplete. Third down and five coming up. Ball at the 25-yard line. Clock stopped. 1:41 to go in this opening half. Troy leading at 14-0 and looking for more. Outside of the two touchdown drives for Troy, remaining drives between the two teams in this first half have ended in a turnover on downs. Third down, a long five at the D West 25-yard line at 1:41 to go in the half. Empty backfield. Jasper, quick screen to the right side. It's caught by Rosenberger. Makes one man miss. Gets all the way to the left side and on the hash marks. He's finally bottled up by three white jerseys and spun back around the first down stick. It all depends on the spot, but a lot of running for about 5 or 6 yards. And we get a whistle and maybe a stoppage of play. We might have another measurement here. And it appears, no, it's going to be a timeout for Troy, but he is short. Rosenberger again, third and about a short six. He gets five, and Troy's going to have a fourth and one at 1:22 to go in the opening half. A 14-0 lead just outside the red zone of D West. So we'll keep it right here in our timeouts all season long, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tabman with you. Rosenberger again on that little screen at about 5 yards, just about a half yard or maybe a full yard shy of the mark. So fourth down and one coming up after this timeout at 1:22 to go until halftime. Troy 14 and Donathan West nothing. Stick around once we get to the half, our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll have some stats, break it all down for you, go through some other scores in Northeast Kansas as well. Here week five, high school football. Gorgeous Friday nights here, first week in October. So out of the timeout, fourth down and one for Troy. 14-0 lead at the D West 21-yard line. Buck 2-2 left on the clock. Shotgun set, Rosenberger in motion. They go running play. It's going to be Jarrett. Gets outside the tackle and more. He's got a first down all the way to the sideline, and he's pushed out inside the 10, and he is inside the 5. I think he is marked out at the 3 for a gain of 18. Jarrett's having a nice first half, and now first down and goal inside the 3. Pushed out at 1:14 to go. That was a well-designed and well-blocked play to the outside for Jarrett. First and goal inside the 5, nestled between the 2 and the 3-yard line. Troy looking to add right here to a 14-0 lead. Sending man in motion. It's going to be Jarrett's right side carry, and he is short down to the 1. Clock on the move. It's at 1:05. Troy has plenty of time. 30 seconds on the play clock, 54 seconds and counting on the game clock. But second and goal at the 1 after the 2-yard run by Jarrett. And now we get a whistle and a timeout. D West taking their final timeout before the half. We'll step aside as well. Trojans knocking on the door, leading 14-0 under a minute to go in the first half of play. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Troy with a 14-0 lead at home against Donovan West. 44 seconds to go until halftime. Out of the timeout, Troy looking to add. They have second and goal at the 1. Two touchdown passes for Caston Jasper in the opening quarter. Donovan West will get the ball to start the third quarter, but it has been all Trojans here in this opening half and looking to extend to a 3-touchdown advantage. Second and goal at the 1. They hand it off left side. Jensen lowers the shoulder, and he's knocked out near the one, but he crosses the goal line, and he is in for the touchdown. So add a rushing touchdown to Jensen's tally here tonight to go along with that long touchdown reception on the opening drive. And at 38 seconds remaining in the half, a one-yard touchdown run by Colt Jensen, and a 20-0 Trojan lead as they will set it up to go for two. It was a short field as they started this drive at the B-West 47. Jasper takes the snap, shifting to his right. He'll throw it into the back of the end zone, and on the run, it is caught for the two-point conversion. Hunter Ingeman adds two more on the board, 22-0. But there is a flag, so hang on to your hats. It was a well-designed rollout to the right on the two-point conversion. It is defensive holding on D. West. That penalty is declined, and the 2 points will count. 38 seconds until the half. Troy gets another touchdown. They lead at home against Donovan West, 22-0. We're back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roughly 3 minutes on that touchdown drive for Troy. Colt Jensen, a one-yard run under a minute to go, actually under 40 seconds, is D. West and Dustin Veach on the kickoff return. He's forced out around the 20. Well, Donovan West, no timeouts, 34 seconds to go. They trail here at Troy 22-0. Trojans scoring on three of their four drives here in the first half, two passing, one rushing. Two total touchdowns for Jensen, the other two Hunter Ingeman. Not sure how aggressive D. West wants to get at their own 23-yard line, with just 34 seconds remaining in the half, down three scores. Coulter Peterson back to work. He is under center. And he's going to roll to his right. He wants to pass, leaning back across the middle of the field, and it's dropped near the first down stick as Albers had a chance at it. Pretty good throw on the run by Peterson, but that throw just a touch high. And it drops incomplete, second down and 10 with 27 seconds to go in the half. Colt Jensen, the closest defender in coverage on Albers. So, second down and 10 at the 23, 27 seconds remaining in the half. Troy leading it 22-0. Peterson has completed 3 of 7 passes here in the first half for 30 yards. And two of those incompletions have been drops. But here we go, he's back to pass again, second and 10. He throws, tipped, and incomplete. 23 seconds remaining in the half. Well, they're certainly trying with no timeouts, but 23.3 seconds to go. Clock stop, third and 10 at the 23. Back-to-back incompletions here for Donovan West. Now, let's see what they do here on third down. They try to pass it again. They might be in a scenario where the clock is stopped and they have to potentially punt it to Troy, but they will go run play, and it's Scholes on the outside, and he might be out of bounds. He's going to be shy of the first down, a run outside of his right tackle in Hayden Paulino. Clock is stopped at 14.9. He gained 7 yards. And now a stoppage in the clock at 12.7. So Dean Scholes, not seen much action this season for D-West. He's got 4 carries here in the first half. That one for 7. A fourth down and a short 4. And he was taken out of bounds, so the clock is stopped on 4th down and 4. Now the two teams going to their respective sidelines. There was no signal for the timeout, or a timeout, but it appears one was taken with 12 seconds to go. That would have been called by Troy, as they were the only one to have. Now the officials coming up here to check the score. Board, I should say. I think there's going to be a little bit more time added. 14.9 seconds officially. With 4th down and a short 4 for D-West, they're going to have to punt it away. Well, let's see if Troy can make a play before the half. They're leading it 22-0. They have dominated on both sides of the ball. Donovan West, they've been turned over on downs 3 times. And on their 4th drive here in the first half, they are set to punt it away. Got our halftime show on deck, brought to you by Highland Community College. Get you the first half stats, some scores from around the area. Week number 5. Don't forget the high school scoreboard show with Jake and Boz to follow. 92.1 and 103.9. So here we go. After the timeout, 4th down, a short 4. D-West set to punt it away with 14.9 seconds remaining in the half. The last thing you want to do is give up any points here. It's a low line drive kick, bouncing at the 40, 35, and then picked up by Jensen. Wants to cut it left, gets away from a tackle, 45 midfield, trying to get to the far boundary, and he's taken out in Donovan West territory inside the 40 with 0.5 seconds remaining. So D-West now going to have to play one more snap on defense. Trojans might have a shot at the end zone here. Well, for D-West, they were praying to get to halftime, but now ball is at the, I believe, the 40-yard line. Jasper certainly has an arm. So one play from the 40 of D-West. Can Jasper, 0.5, the clock is at 0. He's standing tall in the pocket, rolling to his right. He wants to take a shot. A long spiral down the middle of the field, and it's picked off in the end zone by Coulter Peterson. And he's taken down there, and that takes us to halftime. So Troy had a chance. Why not take a shot? Peterson with the interception, and that takes us to the halftime break. 22-0 Troy here at home. Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Trojans 22 and Donovan West nothing. Talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7777.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime here on KNZA, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. Again, our halftime score, Troy 22, Donovan West nothing. Troy right out the gate. They got the ball first, started at their own 38-yard line, and on third and long, a 42-yard touchdown pass from Kasten Jasper to Cole Jensen. Two-point try, made it 8-0. D. West got their first drive, got into the red zone, and on fourth and five, they went dive up the middle. It was not enough, though, so they turned it over on downs. And then Troy, on their second drive from their own 14, 86 yards in 4 minutes and 9 seconds. Jasper finding Hunter Ingeman for a 34-yard strike. Two-point try was no good. It was 14-0, and then we went into the second quarter. Donovan West's second drive, turnover on downs. They were able to stop Troy on their third drive, but the last two drives for D. West in that first half, turnover on downs and then a punt, and then sandwiched in between there, it was a short field for Troy, starting at the D. West 47. Took not quite 3 minutes off the clock. Colt Jensen, a one-yard run. Two-point try was good to Ingeman, so 22-0 at that point. And then Troy actually had half a second to end the half. They took a shot from the 40. Coulter Peterson came away with an interception, but nonetheless, a dominant first half for Troy as they lead it here at home against D. West, 22-0. Another timeout. We'll continue our halftime show right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection, online at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango natural hair care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime Show continues here on KNCA. Chance Link, Brandon Tedman with you. Troy 22, Donovan West nothing. Going through some of the first half numbers unofficially here, as Troy leads this game 22-0. Kasten Jasper, two touchdown passes in the first half. One to Colt Jensen that covered 42 yards. The other to Hunter Ingeman that covered 34 yards. So Jensen in the first half, or correction, Jasper in the first half, beg your pardon, 9 of 13 passing, 113 yards. Two touchdowns, one interception. That pick was thrown as Troy had a desperation Hail Mary on the last play of the opening half. It was picked off in the end zone. So just trying to add to that lead. That's where the interception came in for Jasper in the first half. But again, 9 of 13, 113 yards, two scores, and one interception. Leading ball carrier for Troy was Tucker Jarrett. Eight carries for 67 yards. He had two runs that covered 18. He also had runs of 8, 9, 7, and 7, so very efficient on the ground for Tucker Jarrett in the first half. Hunter Ingeman, two catches, 45 yards, and a score. Caden Rosenberger, three catches for 17 yards. And then Cole Jensen, he had a big first half, five catches, 58 yards, and a touchdown. And then rushing, they've used him in that category, three carries, 32 yards, and another score. For Donovan West, Colter Peterson, 3 of 8 passing for 30 yards. Dustin Veach, 4 carries for 6 yards. Rucker Haring, the tight end, 2 catches for 30 yards. And then catcher Peterson, the leading rusher for the Mustangs, he had 8 carries for 30 yards. Our stats here on KNCA brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services with their new location on Highway 75 in Holton. That is with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. In our halftime score, Troy 22 and Donovan West nothing. We'll go through some of the local scores right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Avid car buyer Joel Klein thoroughly enjoyed his time with Holt House Auto House.
One of the best buying experiences I've ever had when I bought cars, and I have purchased over 30 in my lifetime. We purchased a 2007 Jeep Wrangler. I would recommend wholeheartedly to use them. They are great to work with and very personable, and they're really smooth.
Our name means a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years. And our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime here on KNZA with Troy leading Donovan West 22-0. Again, halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. Again, Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tedman with you. Let's go through some scores from around the area. We got multiple halftime scores across multiple networks of ours here tonight. In the 3A class, Hayden at Hiawatha. All Hayden at the half, 29-0, their lead over the Redhawks. Silver Lake with a 13-7 lead against Baldwin. A good one there on the Silver Lake channel. Well, this one might be an intriguing one to follow going into the second half. Jeff West, 21, Holton, 6. A big East League battle there. Also another 3A district game there. Sabetha all over Atchison County at halftime. That is 27-0 Blue Jays. Centralia leading Moorhill Mounts Academy at the break, 21-0. Jefferson County North, a 20-0 halftime lead over Onega. And then Axtell, another win for the four-time champs. Their 57th consecutive win. They shut out Wakefield that final tonight, 46-0. Our score update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Halftime score here in Troy, Trojans 22, Donovan West nothing. We'll get you set for the second half right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sampling for NSM here on KNZA. Halftime again presented by Highland Community College. All Troy in the first half. They scored on their first two drives in the first quarter. Two long touchdown passes from Caston Jasper. The first one to Colt Jensen for 42 yards. 2-point try made it 8-0. And then Troy with Jasper to Ingeman midway through that first quarter. 34 yards on that TD coverage. 14-0 going into the second quarter, and then on a short field that started at the Mustang 47, at under 4 minutes to go in the half, Colt Jensen a one-yard touchdown run. Donovan West, their possessions in the first half, it was turnover on downs, turnover on downs, turnover on downs, and punt. They had some movement with the ball, but those turnover on downs in the first quarter, both inside or near the red zone. So it's not like they haven't had some success. They move the ball, take a little time, and ultimately the Mustangs, they have just stalled out. And the Trojans certainly have taken advantage of some opportunities in this opening half. Again, Caston Jasper in that first half unofficially, 9 of 13 passing for 113 yards, couple of touchdowns. Tucker Jarrett, the leading rusher, 8 carries, 67 yards. And then Jensen touched the ball 8 times, 5 receptions for 58 yards and a score, and then 3 carries, 32 yards, and another touchdown. Caden Rosenberger, 3 catches, 17 yards. And Ingeman, 2 catches, 45 yards, and a touchdown as well. A final 3-minute timeout, second half here at Troy. Coming up next, 22-0 Trojans here on KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 7 of the last 8 years by J.D. Power.
See how much you can save by visiting local shelter agents Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime again here on KNZA, brought to you by Highland Community College. Chance in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Troy 22, Donovan West nothing. A couple minutes here before we start the second half, and Donovan West, they're going to get the ball to start here in the third quarter. I would say keys for them, get some points. They need to establish a drive. They were able to move the ball with a little bit of success early in the game, but they would stall out multiple times in Trojan territory. And Troy taking advantage, using the passing game, a couple of long touchdown passes on their first two drives. And the Mustangs, again, Down 22-0. Going to have to get something going here. An impressive first half for Caston Jasper. 9 of 13, a buck 13 in the air. A couple of scores, one pick. That interception on a Hail Mary at the end of the first half. Coulter Peterson. By the way, Coulter Peterson, his second straight year with an interception in this matchup. He had picked off Troy a year ago and then added one there at the end of the first half with the Hail Mary INT. And for Peterson this season for D-West, leading the team now with three interceptions in what is now game number five. Looking ahead after tonight for both these teams, again, district play in full swing. Troy, if they close this one out, they got a massive matchup at Riverside next Friday night, and then that's followed up week seven at home against Centralia, and then they'll close things out on the road against Moore Hill Mounts Academy. On the other side for Donovan West after tonight, they return home to take on Moore Hill. They go to Riverside in week seven, and they host Horton to close out the regular season on October 24th. Getting ready to start the second half again, thanks to Highland Community College, our halftime sponsor here on our Game of the Week on KNZA. Troy will kick it from left to right, which means the Mustangs will operate on offense here in the third quarter from right to left. Troy with a 22-0 lead as Troy is in search of their fourth consecutive win. In the season opener a few weeks back, Troy went on the road, lost at Republic County in overtime. And Republic County entering tonight with a 3-1 record, so Republic County is certainly off to a tremendous start, and Trojans have battled back after that OT loss with three consecutive wins and looking to make it four in a row and looking to go to 2-0 in district play. 22-0 Troy, here we go, start of the second half. Second half kick brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial and Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Ball bouncing around the 20. It's picked up by Dustin Veach for the Mustangs. Makes one man miss, and then he's pushed down by Colt Jensen. Let's see where the spot is, around the 20 or so. But D-West again, they got to get something on this drive. Down 22-0 here to begin the second half. They will have it at their own 29-yard line and operating from right to left. And D-West, in that first half, Coulter Peterson, 3 of 8 passing for 30 yards. And on the ground, catcher Peterson, the leading ball carrier, 8 totes for 30 yards. Two of the stalled-out drives in the first half were in or around the red zone. Ball placed at the 29, moved by the official, and we are set. First offensive snap here in the third quarter for Donovan West. It's Peterson under center, takes the snap, and a straightaway run to start. Catcher Peterson. They're not going away from what they do. And a good positive play right up the middle on first down. He'll get half of it. Second and five as catcher Peterson makes it second down and five at the 34. 22-0 Troy, just getting going at quarter number three. Peterson, the 5'9 senior quarterback, has been sacked twice this season. Same play right up the middle. Peterson again, not quite five this time, but he gets about three. Third down and two, maybe a long one, but three officially for catcher Peterson there. Breyer Ferris was in on the stop, leading tackler for this Trojans defense. Third down, 2 yards to go at the 38-yard line. Minute 10 gone by, quarter number three. Mustangs trailing by 22. Have a third down and two scenario here. Peterson and another dive. Not sure if he got it. He might be short. So three consecutive dive plays to Peterson, and he's going to be about a yard shy, it appears, of the first down. He might have got back to the line of scrimmage. There's a little bit of movement, so he got one, and it's fourth and one for Donovan West. Maybe fourth and a half yard. On their first drive of the game, they were in the red zone, and on fourth and five, they tried a similar dive play that came up well short, and now they got fourth and a half yard. Peterson was under center. Now he checks up, looks around, gets back under center. Maybe looking for the hard count. There's the snap. And I don't know. They went to Dustin Beach this time. And I don't know if he got it. Let's see where the spot is. This could be four and out for D. West, which would be brutal. Henry Geiger in on the stop. But Dustin Beach was hit immediately, and they're going to measure this. It's going to be our third measurement in this game. We have played 2 minutes and 2 seconds here in quarter number three. And D. West might be on the verge of four and out. Four consecutive run plays. They had it to fourth and one. But Beach, the ball carrier on fourth down, and he did not get it. It is first down, Troy. So four and out for Donovan West, and that is not what the doctor ordered. So now Troy with a short field and leading 22 to nothing. They will have it at the D. West 38. Chance to really put a stamp down on this game. Here's Jasper rolling to his right, looking downfield now, going way down the center. It is a jump ball. Is that ball caught? No, it's incomplete. Boy, a spinning, jumping attempt by Hunter Ingeman near the goal line. Jasper rolling to his right, and then he went back to his left and just basically threw up a Hail Mary, and Ingeman was there, but a little bit high, threw his hands, incomplete. Second down and 10 at the D. West 38-yard line. Troy 22, D. West nothing. 9:47, clock stop, third quarter. After that incompletion, Jasper tonight now 9 of 14 passing. Two in the backfield, and in motion that is Rosenberger. They go to Tucker Jarrett, who's had a nice night, and he stays hot. He gets to the outside, and he's brought down by the shoe. Tackling down near the shoelace was Rucker Haring. And Jarrett gets up near the 20, and he's going to be close near a first down, but he will be shy about a yard or two. Officially, it is 9 for Jarrett. 9 carries for 76 yards unofficially for Jarrett in this one tonight. Third down and a yard to go at the 29 at D. West. Stacked formation. They go to Jensen. And it looks like he just shimmied his way through the line and got just enough to get the first down. He needed one. He got two, maybe three. So, again, Jensen being utilized both run and pass. That's his fourth carry on the ground. And now we got a stoppage. There is a flag on the field. Well, if there's one thing that the Trojans can clean up here in the second half, it would be penalties, but it appears this one is against Donovan West. It is an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against Donovan West. That is brutal. So 15 yards. It is first and 10 at the 11. 9:32 to go, third quarter. Troy trying to add to a 22 to nothing lead. Rosenberger in motion from right to left, a right knee-high snap. They give it to Ferris, who starts left, cuts back right. He gets four, maybe five on the juke move. Peterson in on the stop, but for Ferris, he goes for four. Second down and 6 at the 7. So we could still get a first in goal scenario if they get it inside the 1. Shotgun set here. Three receivers to the short side right. Jasper's going to roll that way, looking towards the back of the end zone, and it is caught for the touchdown, Trojans. It is Hunter Ingeman again for a second time tonight, and it's 28-0, Trojans. That one again, a 7-yard strike from Jasper to Ingeman on the front right pylon. And it is turning into a rout. They will line it up to go for 2 to try to make it 30. But a designed rollout to the right. And a toe tapper near that front right pylon. Good throw, good catch. Second touchdown tonight for Ingeman. The third passing touchdown for Jasper. He's going to roll out to his right again, looking for the 2. And that one is caught for the 2. the lead extends at 8:51 to go third quarter. Troy 30, Donovan West nothing. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Troy takes advantage of a short field, a 38-yard touchdown drive. Took less than 2 minutes. Gaston Jasper, his third touchdown pass tonight. His second to Hunter Ingeman. This one covered 7 yards. Two-point conversion was good. And it's been all Trojans here tonight. 30-0. Their lead against Donovan West at 8:51 to go in this third quarter. That drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. And for Donovan West, it has been a struggle on both sides of the ball. Troy set to kick this one off. Lane Hartman has it teed up. Near side hash at the 40. There's the approach, and there's the line drive squibbly boots. It's going to be picked up inside the 20 and brought down there. Not much on the return. And D. West, another drive. Merrill on the return. So D. West, out their own 23, set to take over at 8:44 to go in the third. And trailing here at Troy, 30-0. Mustangs, just not much success throughout the night. Turnover on downs, they've punted once. Let's see if they can get something going here down 30 early in the third quarter. Peterson under center, straightaway run again. Catcher Peterson, I believe, the carry. It's been the leading ball carrier tonight for the Mustangs from the 23. Give them 3, maybe 4 across the 25 to about the 27. That's the 12th carry tonight for catcher Peterson, the leading rusher for the Mustangs. Second down and 6 yards to go with the 27 of Donovan West. They move right to left here in the third quarter. They trail it 30-0. And they try to designed run left, and that went nowhere. That's going to lose a yard or two. Jason Keller with that carry. That gets it back to 3rd and 9. It's a loss of 3 there for Keller. Kind of an interesting play design on the run left. But Troy not buying any of that. A loss of 3. 3rd and 9 at the 24. Clock on the move. 7.5 minutes to go third quarter. Troy with a 30-0 lead. D. West after tonight returning home. They'll face Moorhill Mounts Academy next week. We're trailing at home tonight to Centralia, 21-0 at the break. Here's Coulter Peterson running out of the pocket, and he's brought down immediately on the play. Ty Horner made a good tackle in open space. And Coulter there, he gets maybe 2 at most on the run. It's going to be 4th down and 7 at the 26-yard line. That was a great open field tackle on the 5'11 defensive lineman, Ty Horner. And it does appear that the Mustangs are set to punt this one away. It's a high snap, but brought down by Veach, and he's able to get it away. It bounces right at midfield. Jensen running up on it. He thought about picking it up, and then he lets it go, and it nestles at the 42-yard line after the punt. So the D West 2 drives here, 4 and outs, and now punt. And now Troy with another short field. They'll have it at their own 41-yard line, maybe the 42, at 6:32 to go in this third quarter, again leading it 30-0. Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Thanks for hanging with us here tonight. Don't forget the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, following all the action with Jake and Boz. We'll have a recap of this game and all of our games across our networks and channels. First and 10, Troy, 30 to nothing, they lead it. Ball at their own 41-yard line, 6:32 to go, third quarter. Trojans operating from left to right. Low snap, Jasper dancing, kind of stuttering a little bit. Now he rifles it, kind of sidearm, and that ball is somehow caught by Rosenberger. It bobbled around in his hands. Minimal gain, but darted in across the middle of the field to about the 44. So casual pitch and catch of two, maybe three at most. But Rosenberger, again, the leading receiver coming in for Troy tonight. He's been a little bit quiet, his fourth catch. Second down and a short eight, a long 7 yards to go. Ball just shy of the 45 of Troy. Well, at this point, you probably expect him to slow it down in terms of pace with the big lead. Jasper in the gun, second down, a long seven. He'll spin it now, rolling to his right, leaning back, fires it. It is caught. And up near midfield, pushed out of bounds, Riley Grable with the reception. He will be shy of the first down by 2 yards. So Grable, with his first catch tonight, that goes for about six. And just the fifth catch of the year for the 5'9 sophomore backup wide receiver. So third down and two after that pitch and catch of 6 yards. He was forced out of bounds, so the clock has stopped at 5:39 here, quarter number three. Troy 30, Donovan West nothing. We've seen this formation a number of times, and this time D. West blows it up on a Jensen run. Hayden Paulino, big stop in the backfield. It's a loss of two, and fourth down and four coming up here for Troy. That is the first tackle for loss for Hayden Paulino here in 2025. Now Troy with a fourth down and four decision, just shy of midfield. Let's see what they do, up 30 to nothing. Another lined up to go for it on fourth down and a short four. Jasper takes the snap. Stutters, now rolling to his left, leaning back, throws it across the middle, and the pass was nearly intercepted by Veach, but it's dropped incomplete, and Troy's going to turn it over on downs. Good pressure by the Mustang front, forcing an off-balance throw, and what should have been intercepted was dropped, but nonetheless, Troy turns it over on downs, and the Mustangs take over. So D. West, first and 10. Ball at the Troy 49-yard line. Now 4:48 to go here in the third quarter. It's been all Troy. They lead it 30 to nothing. But Donovan West getting a stop here. We'll call it right at midfield. First and 10, under 5 minutes to go, quarter number three. Peterson is under center. And they give it to catcher Peterson. He's got a good hole right side. He crosses the 45 down to the 44. So a gain of 5 yards for catcher Peterson. Henry Geiger in on the stop. Second down and five just inside the Troy 45. Approaching 4:20 to go, third quarter. 30 to nothing, the Trojans leading at home, looking for their fourth consecutive win. The U.S. losing to Centralia last week, 30 to nothing to begin district play. Peterson under center. And they go to Veach right side, and he's bottled up and thrown down quickly in the backfield. Tucker Jarrett made the stop. It's a loss on the play. Back to the 46 for a loss of two. So for Jarrett, a TFL, and now third down and a long six, short seven to go. For Veach, that's his first carry. You're in the second half. We are under 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. Troy by 30. Now third down and seven. Outside of the Troy 45, Mustangs going right to left. Peterson under center. He'll take the snap. He'll roll to his right. He's a right-handed thrower. Roll to his left, and all he can do is throw it away. Intended for the cheerleaders. It's incomplete. Fourth down and seven now at the 45-yard line. Yes. We're catching some strays up here, but that's okay. We have a good time. But now D. West. Another fourth down play coming up. It is 4th and 7 from the 45, and it appears they're going to line up and punt this one away. You know, it's just been a struggle offensively all season for the Mustangs. Veach has plenty of time. This is actually a pretty high kick, but it's not going to go very far. Far side of the field, it takes a Troy bounce, and it's down at the 30. So a net of 15 yards on that punt. And Troy will take over 1st and 10 at 3:15 to go in this third quarter, leading it 30-0. Touchdown in this quarter, Jasper to Ingeman, 7 yards out, and it was 22-0 at the break. Now 30-0, approaching the final few minutes of quarter number three. Troy gets it back, 1st and 10 at their own 30. The all-blue uniforms working left to right. A flag is thrown, but here's Jensen on a reverse. Gets a Jarrett block, has room, 40, down the sideline, 45-50, 45-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown, but it might be coming back. The flag was thrown on the motion by Jensen, and this is potentially going to wipe away a 70-yard touchdown run. I'm thinking a legal shift might be the call, and that is the case. So take a 70-yard touchdown off the board on a reverse from far side to near side. The flag was thrown pretty much right when Jasper was handing it off to Jensen on the reverse, and once he turned the corner at about midfield, Jensen was gone. But wipe it off the board thanks to an illegal shift. That's 7 penalties here in the game tonight for Troy. And the biggest one there is it wipes away a 70-yard touchdown run. So we back it up 5 yards. 1st and 15, back to the 25 at 3:02 to go in the quarter, with Troy leading it 30-0. Caston Jasper gets the play. And the clock is back on the move. So unfortunate there. Boy, if Jensen got that one to count, his big night would have continued even more. But a legal shift the call. 1st and 15 at the 25. 2:40 to go, third quarter. 30-0 Trojans. Shotgun sets. And another flag. I think it's going to be delay of game. Trojans having some issues here on this drive. Back-to-back penalties. 8 penalties in the game. And now, from potentially a 70-yard touchdown run, it is 1st down and 20, back at the 20. Jasper in the shotgun set. They send Grable in motion to the near side. They fake it to him. They want a deep shot, near sideline, incomplete. Nice coverage on the back end by D. West. They were looking for Jensen on the deep ball. Coulter Peterson, Rucker Haring in coverage. 2nd down and 20 at the 20. Back-to-back 5-yard penalties. You had an illegal shift that took a 70-yard touchdown run off the board. And then the following snap was a delay of game. That one incomplete. 2nd down and 20 yards to go at the Troy 20. 2:28 to go third quarter. Trojans by 30. And Coach Jasper has seen enough of this drive for the moment. He's going to call a timeout. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. 30-0 our score, 2:28 to go third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNCA.
Where's the meat? It's at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Stock up during the 3-day massive meat sale now through Sunday, October 5th. Baby back ribs, $2.99 a pound. Ribeye steaks, $8.99 a pound. KC strips, $7.99 a pound. 10-pound tube of ground beef, $3.99 per pound. Boneless pork loin, $1.69 a pound. Boneless chicken breast, $2.99 a pound. Chicken leg quarters, 59 cents per pound, plus many other 3-day specials going on now. It's a massive 3-day meat sale going on now through Sunday, October 5th, only at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Late third quarter here in Troy. 2:28 to go in this frame. Trojans calling a timeout in kind of a rough possession for them. It hasn't been a rough game. They lead Donovan West 30-0, but they started this drive with a 70-yard touchdown run on a reverse to Colt Jensen that was brought back because of an illegal shift. The following play They got a delay of game call, brought it back to 1st and 20. Now an incomplete pass, 2nd and 20. Coach Jasper had seen enough at that point. He called a timeout. So we're back to it. Shotgun set, empty backfield, 2:28 to go, third quarter, 30-0 Troy, facing 2nd and 20 from their own 20. They take it to Grable on a reverse, looking for him in the flat, a little bit too strong on the throw, incomplete. He had a little room out in front, but again, good pressure by the Mustangs, forcing an off-balance throw by Jasper. Three consecutive incomplete passes here for Jasper in the second half. But now 3rd down and 20 at the 20. Clock stop, 2:23 to go until the fourth quarter. Troy led 14-0 after one. They led 22-0 at halftime. They lead it 30-0 here late third. 10 seconds on the play clock. Troy gets on the ball quickly. They got 5 seconds to snap it. Empty backfield once again. It's a low snap. Jasper picks it up off the turf, looking right. Stutters a little bit, and his pass is well short, incomplete for Colt Jensen near the 40. So 4th and 20 now for the Trojans at their own 20-yard line. That was a possession that Coach Jasper is not going to be too pleased with. Multiple penalties, a long touchdown taken off the board. And the Trojans, 4th and a mile, set to punt this one away. As Lane Hartman, the sophomore, standing inside his own 10 at about the 7. It's a knuckleball snap, has plenty of time. Pretty good boot from left to right, and Dustin Veach is just going to let this one sail over his head, and this one's going to nestle at the 35-yard line. That is a 45-yard punt. Nicely played. Flip the fields there. And so a tough one there for Troy. They punt it away, and now D. West takes over. 1st and 10 at their own 35. With 2:06 to go here in the third quarter, Troy leading it 30-0. Running off some of the scores here. Around some teams, just saw Jackson Heights leading Pleasant Ridge 58-0 at halftime. Good gravy. Number one team in 1A showing out once again. Now for Donovan West, looking for win number one. In a tough spot here late third quarter at Troy, trailing 30-0 as they're back to work on offense. Peterson, a run right, and good room to the outside, and positive up near the 40, past the 40, Merrill to carry. Just a second carry for Samuel Merrill, the junior, and he'll get 6 on the play to the right. Geiger in on the stop, 2nd down and 4 at the 41, as we're under 1:45 and moving third quarter. After tonight, 3 games left in the regular season for both teams. Donovan West will get Moorhill at home, Riverside on the road, and Horton at home. 2nd down and 4, there's the snap, straight dive, pushing forward, now pushed back, forward progress a yard or two. And not much. Catcher Peterson going to bring up 3rd down and 2 after the gain of 2. It has been a rough go tonight on offense for Donovan West. Multiple opportunities in Trojan territory, and they have stalled out all night. Under a minute to go. Clock moving third quarter. 30-0 Troy. D. West 3rd and 2. At the 43-yard line, and now the ball's on the turf, and all Dustin Veach can do is hop on it. A fumble on the exchange there. Now it's 4th down and 3 after the loss of 1. That's just been kind of how things have gone tonight, as we are under 30 seconds now, but there's a 2-second difference between the play clock and the game clock, so D-West is going to have to snap it here. But they have 4th down and 3 at the 42. 15 on the game clock, 13 on the play clock. See if they run it down all the way. Peterson under center. He will take the snap. He'll roll. Now step back. He'll throw it across the middle. In the air and off the deflection. It's caught for a 1st down. Well, desperately needed it. Kaysen Keller off the deflection. A 1st down for Donovan West. It stops the clock at 2 seconds, and that should take us to the end of the third quarter. And there goes the whistle, and that will run us to zeros. At the end of three, it's Troy 30 and Donovan West nothing. Our fourth quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Annie, and I came to see Dr. Luker several years ago after many episodes of debilitating low back pain. I can tell you that my healthcare experience at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness was the most helpful of any practice I have been to. I appreciate the approach that Dr. Luker and his staff have of fixing the body rather than just treating the symptoms. Dr. Luker introduced me to healthy lifestyle habits that would in turn change my life and help me with my mind, body, and soul.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final 12 minutes here on KNZA. It's all Troy tonight at home, leading Donovan West 30 to nothing. Chance in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Thanks again. Now, D. West, they finally got a positive fourth down play off a deflected pass to Kaysen Keller for a first down. So D. West, first and 10 at the Troy 45. They're moving from left to right, man in motion. They go catcher Peterson on a left side run. He lowers the shoulder, falls forward inside the 45 to about the 43. Gain of about two. Catcher Peterson has been heavily utilized in the run game, but Troy has bottled him up most of the night. That was the 16th carry tonight for catcher Peterson. That one again, just a short two. Second down and eight. Inside the Troy 45 at the 43. 30 seconds into the fourth quarter, Troy leading by 30. Peterson under center. There's the snap, play action, standing, now rolling to his left, has some time, throws across his body, and it's incomplete. Looking for Keller, and that stops the clock at 11:16. Just the 10th pass of the game for Peterson. He has completed four of his 10 passes, but wait, there is a flag on the field. It is pass interference on the offense. Well, that's a pass interference signal. So the incomplete pass, the penalty against Donovan West is going to back him up. And it appears that waiting to see if that penalty is accepted or not. It will be. So on a pass that was incomplete, pass interference against Donovan West. Second down and 18 after the penalty yardage. It takes them back to near their own 45. Donovan West, second down and long. 11:16 to go in the game. They trail Troy 30 to nothing. They go a right side run. This is Merrill. He's been lightly utilized, and he'll get taken down at midfield for a gain of five. That right side run outside the numbers. So a little bit of that yardage back, not all of it. Third carry tonight for Merrill. He has totaled 8 yards on those three totes. Third down. And 14-ish here for D. West. All right at midfield. Clock on the move. 10:35 remaining in the game. Troy just trying to close it out. Get the victory. Dominated from the jump. Play action here for Peterson. He's rolling to his right. He's being heavily chased. And the ball is incomplete as he threw it out of bounds. And Peterson has a word for Briar Ferris, who gave him a little nudge on the way out. And it's going to bring up fourth down and about 15. And that's been the story tonight for Donovan West. is unable to finish a drive. Been able to move it from time to time, but credit to Trojan defense for sure. Big guys up front, Horner, McKittrick, Ludke, Kessler. Four down on that D-line. It's fourth and long here for D-West. I'm going to punt it away. Trojans weren't worried about it. They do put Jensen back there. Does take a bounce right into Jensen's hands. This could be trouble. He's at the 15 on the near side hash, 20, and gets away at the 30, 35, and finally forced out near the 40. That is a heck of a return by Cole Jensen, making multiple bodies miss, dancing and finding his way up near the 40, and that's where Troy takes over. That's 10 minutes to go in the game, leading 30 to nothing. So officially, Troy, their own 37, 27-yard punt return, 10:04 to go in the game. And Troy again looking to run this thing out. Jasper in the gun, two receivers right, Rosenberger from that direction, now moving near side in motion. And a right side run here for Troy, up to the 40, Tucker Jarrett. And Troy at this point, maybe work on that run game, churn some clock. Jarrett for a gain of 4. It is second down and 6 at the 41. Clock on the move, 9:40. That's all that's left in this one tonight. Troy led it 14-0 after 1, 22-0 at the break, 30-0 after 3, and that is where we stand about 3 minutes into this fourth quarter. Second down and 6, just outside the 40. Troy in this final frame operating right to left. Two receivers left, two right. And they give it to Ferris. No, they fake it. A little screen to the right side. Couple of guys missed. And up near the first down, good pitch and catch on the screen. It is Cole Jensen again. He'll be, it appears to be a yard or two shy of the first down. It's a gain of 5. So third and 1 coming up. So again, Jensen being utilized both run and pass. His sixth reception tonight, his first actually here in the second half. Third down and 1 here for the Trojans, leading by 30, under 9 minutes to go in the game. They go to Ferris on a run. He's getting outside the numbers left. Has room 40, stutters at the 35, and finally taken down at the 30 for a gain of 16 yards. Breyer Ferris, his biggest run tonight. His fifth carry overall, but his longest run for 16. First down and 10 at the D West 30. 8.5 minutes to go in the game. They lead it by 30. Troy on their way to a fourth consecutive victory. Going to try to put the hammer down for sure. If they can close on this drive, they're 30 yards from the end zone. Mustang show blitz. Here they come. And they get rid of it quickly. This is Rosenberger. He's got some blocks. Cuts it. Left side of the numbers. 10, 5, and finally busted out at the knees by Coulter Peterson inside the 5 to the 3. Pitch and catch of 27 yards from Jasper to Rosenberger. Fourth catch tonight for Rosenberger. That one, 27 yards. First and goal at the 3. Coulter Peterson, a touchdown-saving tackle. The Trojans trying to put this game away. First and goal at the 3. Under 8 minutes to go in the game. Clock moving. Rosenberger in motion. Settles in on the line. They go to Jarrett. Bouncing outside the tackle. In untouched for the Trojan touchdown. Tucker Jarrett. His first touchdown of the season. Out of the backfield. It's 36-0 Trojan. 7:44 left in the game. Dominant tonight for the Trojans at home against their rival D West. They'll line it up to go for 2. Tucker Jarrett, probably his most efficient night of the season. And a double fake here. Jasper standing at about the 10, dancing through the line, gets inside the 5, and he shovels it, and that pass is picked off on the shovel, and it's being taken the other way. And they got to blow it dead. This ain't the NFL. could have been two. We were playing on Sundays. That is not the case. The play is blown dead off the interception on the two-point conversion try. So it fails there, but Troy has not really failed much tonight. They lead it 36-0, 7:44 left in the game. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Union State Bank. We know that understanding the unique needs of area farmers and ag-related industries is the most important part of building a loan. We continue to offer our agricultural customers a long tradition of ag loan experience. Whether you are acquiring land to expand your operation, to building structures, or are interested in an operating line of credit, call on our team. We stand ready to supply the answers you need. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A 63-yard touchdown drive that took less than 3 minutes capped off for Troy. A 3-yard run by Tucker Jarrett. 2-point conversion try failed. So as we stand here at 7:44 left in the game, Troy 36, Donovan West nothing. Brandon Tabb and Chance Link, thanks again for tuning in. Troy set to kick off from right to left. Tucker Jarrett's first touchdown of 2025. A 3-yard run. Caden Rosenberger set it up with a 27-yard screen pass that got it inside the 5 to the 3, and then Jarrett took it in the rest of the way. Here is the Hartman boot from right to left. It's picked up by Dustin Beach at the 20, 25-30, left sideline and up near the 40, and he's forced out of bounds there. At 7.5 minutes to go in the game, Donovan West just trying to find some kind of positive stuff. 36-0, the Trojans lead. It is 1st and 10, D. West at their own 37-ish yard line. And it has been all Troy here at home tonight. Coming off the 38-14 win against Horton, now lead 36-0. Here against rival D. West. 1st and 10 for the Mustangs. Out the 37. Far side hash going from left to right. Merrill on the carry right. Cuts it back up between the hash marks. He's dropped down quickly on the play by Ty Horner. He'll cross the 40. And he gets about 6. So Merrill being utilized a little bit more in this second half. 4 carries tonight. 3 of them in the second half. Ball adjusted a little bit more. Gain of almost 7 there for Merrill. Second down, call it a short 4. Shy of the 45 of D. West. Approaching the halfway point here in the fourth quarter. Peterson under center. They go a little reverse. It is Scholes on the carry. He's dropped immediately on the play. He'll get 2 on a little end around from starting right, coming back left, a little double handoff, and now 3rd down and 2. So 3rd down, a short 3 yards to go. Clock at 5:45 and moving. 36-0 Troy here. Ball dead center between the hash marks at the D West 45 as they're facing 3rd down and a short 3. D. West in danger of being shut out for a 2nd consecutive week as they try a reverse and it goes nowhere. It's a huge loss as Haring came back with it from left to right and he'll be dropped behind the 40 to the 39 for a loss of 6. Well, they tried a little trickery there. Kind of a double reverse, starting left, coming back to the right with Haring and in a loss of 6, 4th down and 8. Now for Donovan West. And catcher Peterson now waiting for Dustin Veach. Looks like they're going to punt this one away. So we're now under 5 minutes to go. And Troy could potentially run this thing out. Pretty good punt there by Veach, and it takes a friendly Donovan West roll. Appears to be all the way inside the 10. Best punt of the night for Donovan West for sure. And Troy will take over at 4:23 to go. Now 4:21, clock stop, but good punt by Beach. Troy takes over, leading 36-0. That ball looks to be just inside the 10. Or not quite to the 10, beg your pardon. It's inside the 20 to about the 15. Right at 4:20 to go. Troy takes over. First and 10. At about the 15, 16-yard line. Chance to just run this thing out. Right side dive. So Troy's getting some backups. Jack Nelson, a freshman, his sixth carry of the season. Gain of one by Nelson. A freshman with carry number 6 in game number 5. Second down, 9 yards to go. We're at 3:40, clock moving, fourth quarter. Troy 36, Donovan West nothing. And we'll see some of the backups rotating in here for Coach Jasper and crew. How about a sweep here to Lane Hartman left? Makes a nice move to make one man miss, and then he's brought down around the 20. Gets past it a touch, maybe to the 21. 3, maybe 4. Impressive juke move there to maybe snag an extra yard, but third down, a short 7, long 6 to go as Lane Hartman got the carry. 3 minutes and counting, fourth quarter. Troy jumped out quickly. Struck on their opening drive, a 42-yard pass from Jasper to Jensen. Second drive, another touchdown, Jasper to Ingeman. That covered 34 yards. Troy pretty much controlled the pace the rest of the game. Ripken Wettstein is in at quarterback. And another reverse, same play to Hartman. He's got more room. He is at the 30, and he's busted out under the knees by Coulter Peterson across the 30 to about the 32. Gain of 10 on the end around, and Hartman his best carry tonight. And a first down, and we don't got many plays left in this game. Clock on the move at 2:10. Fresh set of downs for the Trojans. First and 10 at the 32. Moving from right to left. Backups are in. Ripken Wettstein, a 5'6 freshman, has completed 8 of 17 passes this season for 74 yards. And he stands in there tall. And Caston Jasper, a big night. Had a big season, and now it will be victory formation as Wettstein takes a knee out of the shotgun set, so it's going to lose about 4 yards. Now we're down to the final 90 seconds. Getting close to the postgame show here on KNZA. We'll recap this one, get you some stats, get you our player of the game, and then we'll get you out to scoreboard show with Jake M. Boz. Second and long, but the knee coming. Approaching the final minutes. 10 seconds on the play clock here for Troy. Impressive run we have seen from the Trojans after the overtime loss to Republic County in week 1. It's going to be their 4th consecutive win. They're going to go to 2-0 in league play, and that sets up a dandy next week at Riverside. That one will be on the short list for Jake M. Boz, I am sure of it. Another knee there by Wettstein. Third down and long. One more knee on the way, and that will pretty much do it. It's going to be a 36-0 Troy victory tonight. In 14-0, they led after one. They led 22-0 at the break. 30-0 going into the fourth. They'd add one more on a Tucker Jarrett short run. And the team set to meet and shake hands. That'll do it for us here tonight. Final score, Troy 36, Donovan West nothing. Postgame show next on the other side. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Postgame is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over. Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Hi, this is Erica. I started Queen Bee Boutique with a love for handmade jewelry. And today, that passion shines in every collection. From authentic Native American turquoise and sterling silver to our dazzling moissanite and designer luxury jewelry lines, each piece is chosen with care and expertise. I am certified in all things jewelry, so when you shop at Queen Bee, you can trust you're getting the very best. Come see all the sparkle waiting for you at Queen Bee Boutique in Atchison.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Harvest season is right around the corner, and our farmers will be working from sun up to sundown to help feed us all. Drivers, we ask that you please slow down, give space, and be patient in your farm equipment. Farmers, stay alert, stay rested, and put safety first. This harvest, let's look out for one another, because safe roads and safe farms mean a stronger community. A message from SBS Insurance. Rooted in safety, growing with you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Hi, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, very few things give me more joy than seeing patients restoring their health. When patients are eating healthy, exercising regularly, sleeping restfully, losing weight responsibly, and thinking positively, it is extremely rewarding. These are all things we can control and are all things we emphasize with our patients. If you are willing to make some lifestyle changes, you can restore your health too. This is what we specialize in, so call 284-0088 to let us help you today.
It takes more than good weather to grow a successful agribusiness. It takes hard work, experience, and the right equipment. Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. We can help you every step of the way with our agricultural loans. From lines of credit to machinery loans, our rates are competitive, our terms are flexible, and our experienced lenders understand your unique needs. We have been working with local families for generations, and we are ready to help you. Call or come in today and visit with Luke, Dell, or Randy, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Postgame here on KMCA. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. The Troy Trojans, they left zero doubt early. A couple of early touchdowns, 14-0 first quarter lead, and they would roll the rest of the way, defeating Donovan West here at home tonight in the final score, 36-0. So again, two long touchdown passes on the first two drives of the game. Third and long, Caston Jasper to Colt Jensen that covered 42 yards. 2-point try made it 8-0. And after a Donovan West turnover on downs in the Troy red zone, a 4-plus minute, 86-yard drive where Jasper found Hunter Engeman for a 34-yard touchdown. 2-point try, no good there. 14-0. That's the score that went into the second quarter. And then second quarter touchdown, a Colt Jensen 1-yard run, which capped off a short field 47-yard drive in less than 2 minutes. It was 22-0 Troy at the break. And then Troy, after stopping Donovan West on a four and out, they had fourth and one and was unable to get it. Troy, another short field, 38 yards in under 2 minutes. Jasper to Ingeman for a second time, this one from 7 yards out on a nice designed rollout play to that front right pylon. Just a little toe tapper for Ingeman. It was nicely done, 30-0 at that point. And then one more touchdown in the fourth quarter, which was a 63-yard drive, and the touchdown run from Tucker Jarrett, his first of the season, and the two-point try was no good. 36-0 at that point, and that was the score tonight, as, again, it was all Troy, as they move to 4-1 on the season. They are undefeated in district play. They have won four consecutive games since losing to Republic County in week number one, and for D. West, they just try to find something moving forward because they will be taking on Moorhill Mounts Academy at home next week. And Troy, right now again, got a monster matchup with Riverside on tap coming up in week number six. Let's go through some of the numbers in this game, some unofficial stats in this game for Troy. Captain Jasper had 18 touchdowns passing coming into tonight. He adds three more, so that totaled to 21. 14 of 21 passing for 161 yards. Cole Jensen, 6 catches, 66 yards, and a score. Jensen also added 4 rushes for 30 yards and another touchdown. Hunter Ingeman, 5 catches, 47 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And then Tucker Jarrett, if you listen to the pregame with Coach Jasper, wanted to try to get the running game established a little bit more. Jarrett was very good. He had carries of 18, 9, 7, and 7 in the first quarter. He finished the night 11 carries, 83 yards, and his first touchdown of 2025, which really put the exclamation point on it late in the fourth quarter. As always, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services, Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting. New location, by the way, on Highway 75 in Holton. That is Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff. Well, certainly some opportunities for our player of the game, which is brought to you by Citizens, State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. I am going to give it to Tucker Jarrett tonight. Again, the run game is something they are trying to get utilized more. That is for Troy, and they were averaging just under 80 yards on the ground, but it tried to build that number up. And then Tucker Jarrett came in too tonight with just 88 total yards in four games, and he goes for 11 totes, 83 yards, so he essentially doubles his season total with his game here tonight. And then he found the end zone for the first time as well late in the fourth quarter. So Tucker Jarrett, our player of the game, 11 carries, 83 yards, and a touchdown, just trying to establish the running game for Troy. As, again, they are locked and ready to go with four consecutive wins. It'll be a battle of 4-1 teams as Troy will go to Riverside next week. I said it earlier, I'm guessing that is on the short list for Jake and Boz for their game of the week. So, again, our player of the game, Tucker Jarrett, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. That's going to do it for us here on KNZA. Stick around. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is on deck. Jake and Boz about to take care of business the rest of the way, getting you caught up with all the Week 5 action here in the Northeast Kansas area. Again, for Chance, for Jake and Boz and crew, I'm Brandon Tabman. Final score one final time. It is Troy 36 and Donovan West nothing. You've been listening to high school football here on KNZA and the MFC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.